We will begin on Daf Mem Tes Siman Aleph at the top of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah, Arba Osso Shechalius B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So now, the issue will be Bir Chametz. We obviously cannot do Bir Chametz on Shabbos. So, Mevarnas HaKol Lefnei Shabbos, we should dispose, burn, all chametz before Shabbos, divrei Rameya. This is the opinion of Rameya. So the way Rashi explains, of course Rameya will agree we should leave over enough chametz to eat at the meals on Shabbos. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that besides for those meals on Friday, which is Erev Pesach, we should burn everything, because Rameya is of the opinion that the proper way of disposing chametz is by burning it. Shabbos, obviously, we may not burn the chametz, so we should burn it on Erev Shabbos, and just leave over the minimum that we need for Shabbos. The Baal Hamor has a totally different approach. The Baal Hamor's approach is that the Mishnah is teaching us that according to Rameya, we have to burn everything. All chametz must be burned before Shabbos. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that even though we have to burn all chametz and that Shabbos, we'll have to eat foods which are kosher Pesach, which is, of course, a very interesting discussion. There are two elements to that discussion. If, according to the Baal Hamor, according to Rameya, we can't eat chametz on Shabbos, so what should we eat that Shabbos? We have to wash on Shabbos. So many poskim hold that we should use matzah shira. Matzah shira, going back a drop, Friday night, for sure, according to this opinion, we would eat regular matzah. That's what we should eat Friday night for the Suda Shabbos Friday night. The issue that comes up is what do we eat Shabbos morning? On one hand, the Gemara says that anybody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach is ki'ilu ba'al arusosoi. It's like having relationships with a woman that you are only engaged with, not the woman you are married with. So you're not supposed to eat matzah Erev Shabbos. If according to Rameya, you can't eat bread because all of it had to be destroyed on Shabbos, so what do you eat? Before Shabbos, what do you eat? So some say you eat matzah shira. Matzah shira is egg matzah that we discussed earlier. It goes back to a question which we discussed. Is matzah shira considered matzah or not? For if matzah shira is not considered matzah, then the issue of eating matzah on Erev Pesach doesn't apply. The others that explain that we should eat regular matzah. For though normally we don't eat regular matzah on Erev Pesach, that's only in a situation where we could eat other foods. But in this year where we have to eat, we're Shabbos, and I can't eat bread, so I could eat matzah. I could eat regular matzah. So there's one approach to eat regular matzah. There's one approach that according to Rameya, certainly, according to Baal Hamor, we would have to eat matzah shira. The Chum hold that bezmanoi, that on Shabbos, we should dispose of the chametz. And the simple way of explaining the machloikus of Rameya and the Chachamim is how do we look at bir chametz? According to Rameya, ain't bir chametz el b'sreifa. And therefore, the only way to I have to dispose of the chametz by burning it, and I can't burn it obviously on Shabbos, so we burn it on Friday. The Chacham, on the other hand, hold that you could dispose of chametz in any way. So there's no reason to burn it before Shabbos. I could burn it on Shabbos, and I could dispose of it, not burn it, chas v'shalom, but I could dispose of it in any other way on Shabbos and still be mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu. I did see another approach by the Muke Yosef approach, is that the Machloikus Rameya and the Chacham is really over the issue about Tashkis. Rameya holds that I should dispose of the chametz before Shabbos, even though it's perfectly good chametz. The chum hold, we can't destroy chametz, which is perfectly edible. We may have opportunity to eat it in Mitzvah Shem on that Shabbos. If at the end we have nothing to do with it, so then we'll dispose of it in any way that we can. Even though the chachamim clearly are of the opinion that we could dispose of chametz in any way, still say the Rishonim, and this is the halacha, that on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, we're not going to burn the chametz. Every year, Erev Pesach, we do burn the chametz, and we should burn the chametz on Friday, which is Erev Pesach, and we should also burn it before the time that we would burn it if it was a regular year and Friday was Erev Pesach. We should still be careful to burn it at that time. Furthermore, now according to the chametz, that we don't have to dispose of all the chametz by Erev Pesach, the halacha by Shabbos Erev Pesach, the halacha according to the chachamim will be that we could. The halacha according to the chachamim will be that we could burn. We could eat chametz on Shabbos. So when we had the discussion, what are we going to eat? We could eat regular bread, regular challah Friday night, Shabbos morning. The issue, however, is Shabbos afternoon is already after the zman. It's Erev Pesach after the zman. So then we can't eat bread. So what do we do for Shal Shudas? So of course, many Paiskim say that although, of course, L'chatchila, one should wash on bread before Shal Shudas, this year is an exception to the rule, and we don't have to eat Shal Shudas with bread. We could eat other foods and be Yotze Mitzvah Shal Shudas. There are those, however, who daven early in the morning. Everybody davens early in the morning. And when they come home, if they have enough time, they split the meal in the morning into two. And like that, they'll eat the first Suda and the second the Shal Shudas. This is also not L'chatchila, because Shal Shudas should be eaten in the afternoon, not in the morning. But again, it's Erev Pesach Shabbos. We have no choice. The halacha, there's a question in the Paiskim. So now, everybody has agreed, the way we just described, that on Friday, which is Erev Pesach, we have to burn the chametz by the right zman. And we said, certainly according to the chamim, and even according to Ramei, according to Rashi, on Shabbos itself, before the zman is a chametz, we could eat chametz. What about Friday afternoon? It is a question in the Paiskim, but the psak of most Paiskim, Mishnah Berurah and most Paiskim, is that on Friday afternoon we could eat chametz. Rabbi Elazar Tzadok Aimer, Truma, all Truma has to be burnt Mifnei Shabbos, V'chulin, and Chulin could be burnt Bezmanim. Because by Truma, that we there's an obligation to burn the Truma, and if we leave the Truma from before Shabbos, we need to be concerned that we're not going to be able to obviously burn it on Shabbos. So therefore, the halacha is that we burn it before Shabbos. Chulin, they agree with the Chachamim, we don't have to burn to dispose. We could dispose of it in any way. And since we could dispose of it in any way, we could dispose of it like the Chachamim said we will dispose of it. Tanya says, the Gemara of Lezbar Tzadok Aimer, Pamak Achas Shavas Abba B'Yavna. One time my father, Reb Tzadok, was in Yavna. V'chal Abba Asulius B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. Uba Zugin, Zugin, who works for a Gamliel, Vama Hagia Eis Levaras Chametz. The time for burning the Chametz came. V'lachti Acha Abba. I followed my father, Obianas Chametz. So what does this story teach us? So the way the Sfasemis explains that the story, so the point is that according to Baal Hamor, that according to Rameya, you have to destroy all the chametz before Shabbos. So now we said, maybe what this is coming to tell us is that that's what happened. But even according to Rashi, what the story is coming to tell us, that says that even Rameya agrees that you can leave over the chametz that you need for Shabbos, he says is that Higi Eis Levaras HaChametz, that the main time for being chametz is in the morning. Says the Mishnah, Hoylech Lishchores Tischai. Somebody is going to shech the Korban Pesach. V'kein ha'holich. V'kein l'amal espanoi. Somebody is going to do a meal on his son. And the way most Rishonim, and that's what we're going to learn the Gemara, he's doing both. He's going to do either or. It's not like he's going to do both. Some is going to shech the Korban Pesach or to do a mila. Both are very important mitzvahs to say. Both are mitzvahs to say that you will only that there's a chiyuv karis. So the Mishnah teaches us lamal as benoy. Now the next case is v'lechol sudas erusin. He's going to an engagement. Erusin is actually more than engagement. There's an incredible Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin in the Pesachim says on this Mishnah, Om Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Bor E Magod La Shalom. Let's understand how great Shalom is. Shehukash L'Shnei Dvarim Shechiyav Lan Keres. As we just pointed out, Pesach is a mitzvah say that has Karis. Mila is a mitzvah say that has Karis. Going to Sudas Erisin is only to show Shalom, Simcha, and the Mishnah says Rabbi Yosef Ibn treats the halacha of somebody who's going to Sudas Erisin the same as he treats the person who's going for Shechtin Karim Pesach or to a mila. Why? Because Sudas Erisin is to promote Shalom, to promote Simcha, and it's the same. So Lech Sudas Erisin Beis Chamav, he's going to follow his host for the Sudas Erisin. So here is a question. Who is the one that's going? It seems, and the Magen Avraham says this, in Simon Tov Mem Dalet Sivkot and Yud, that our Mishnah is speaking about the Chassan himself. Without the Chassan, we can't have a Sudas Erisin. And since this is a mitzvah that you need the Chassan for, and therefore the halach that we're going to learn applies. But anyone else going to the Sudas Erisin would not have this special dispensation. However, from the Rambam and Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, it seems that it's talking about anybody going to attend the Sudas Erisin. The Pri Chodesh says that even though the Mishnah seems that the Mishnah speaking about any person, even though the Mishnah the Halacha speaks to any person, even though the Mishnah itself is speaking about the Chatzin. Because by the Chosin, under all circumstances, a Sudas Erisin is a Sudas Mitzvah. Everybody else is not the same, as we're going to see in our Gemara Mitzvah. Not all Sudas Erisin are really to be considered a Sudas Erisin. So the halacha is like this. Im yochalach sur le, and he then remembers, v'niskeshesh lechamz b'teich b'esoy. He knows for sure that he has chametz at home. And we have a very big machloikus. The Maram Chalva says that not only if he knows for sure that he has chametz at home, but even if he has a sofik, if he has chametz at home. The Miri disagrees. The Miri says that only in a case that he knows for sure that he has chametz at home, are we going to paskin. If it's only a sofik, we could be more lenient. So the halach is like this. So now he's traveling for these purposes, and then he remembers that he has chametz at home. So the halach will be, im yoch lachs lebeis ulevar, if he could get home and burn the chametz, and then lachs mitzvah and go back to doing his mitzvah, yachs vivar, that's what he should do. Vimlaf, but if there isn't enough time to go back home and do so, then the halach is mevatel b'libay. For as we've discussed at the beginning of Masechta, midaraisa, bittel chametz alone is adequate. As we discussed, Chazal taught us that we also have to do bedikas chametz. But because this person is going to do a important mitzvah, so we go back to dim midaraisa and rely on bittel alone. However, says the Magen Avraham, that in Simon Tuf Mendalis of Kotten Yud Aleph, this is only in a situation where it's before the Zman Isser on Erev Pesach, where Bittel is still an option. But if it's already after the Zman Bittel on Erev Pesach, where Bittel is no longer an option, we only could do Bittel before the Zman Isser on Erev Pesach, then everybody will agree that that there's no other option but to go home and do the physical burning of the chametz. The Sefer Evan Ha'ozer, there in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Mem Dalad, disagrees. He says that somebody that had intention to burn the chametz, even though he didn't have the opportunity to burn it, he says, since Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei is connected to the mitzvah Tashbisu, and having a mind to do bittel would be enough. A very big chiddush. Lahatzel min anochrim. But let's say somebody's going to save, there's a situation, and he has to save Jews min anochrim, they're being attacked, min anochrim from a river, min alistim, min adlaikim, min amapoilis, there, yivata b'libay. And the Mishnah Brura, in Siman Tuf Mem Dalad, in the Bi'a Alocha Divrei Maskel Lahatzel, says that even if it's not a situation of sakonis nefoshis, but it's a situation where his financial assets, or even not just his financial assets, it's somebody else will be destroyed, then the halach is yivata b'libay. Because when there's a situation of sakana, we have to do whatever we can as quickly as possible. And since we have to do whatever we can, therefore we could certainly rely on bittul. Somebody's going, says the Mishnah, he's going to make Erev Techumim, the time comes, that is not a good, for he realizes he has chametz at home, for that we have no dispensation, and the halacha is, he has to go back home. So the way Rashi explains, the Lishbash Fisus Rishos is he's going to make an Erev Tchumim, but he's not going to make it for a mitzvah purpose. But, says Rashi, if he's going to say to Rishonim, if he's not going for that purpose, but if he's going for Shvisus Mitzvah, and Rashi says he's going, let's say, because he's going to have to go be Menachem Ovel the next day, so then he has the same halacha as the beginning of the Mishnah. Tosfos the Rei Maskel Lishbois has difficulty with Rashi's Pshat, because we learned in Masechet Erev in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that Eima Arvin Aruvit Chumim Elat Tzorich Dvar Mitzvah. So how can Rashi say, well, we have to determine what is the purpose of your Erev Tchumim? The purpose of Erev Tchumim is always a Dvar Mitzvah. So that's why Tosfos says that the Mishnah is speaking about that he's traveling somewhere on Erev Yontif to go to a relative's home. He just wants to spend Yontif by a relative, by a friend, and now if he has chametz at home, he has to go back home. Rashi said that what would be an example of making an Erev Tchumim with Var Mitzvah? Because he has to be Menachem Ovel. So the question is, how could he be Menachem Ovel on Yontif? Nobody sits Shiva on Yontif. So from here we see that even on Yontif, where the Ovel Rachman Tzlan doesn't sit Shiva, there is a purpose of being Menach. There is a point in being Menachem Ovel him, of going to see him and console him for whatever purpose. The Kemishi Yotzeh B'Yerushalayim. Similarly, says the Mishnah, the same halacha would be that if Basar Kodesh becomes disqualified, it must be burnt. Now, halacha, certainly, there is never meat of a carbon that can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So somebody who's leaving Yerushalayim, for Neshka Sheyesh B'yodei Basar Kodesh, and he remembers that he's holding Basar Kodesh, Im Ovar Tzoifim, if he left the place Tzoifim. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to define Tzoifim. Some Rishonim define Tzoifim as a specific place that you walk, that from there you could see Yerushalayim. The problem with that approach is that Yerushalayim has four sides. So if you left Yerushalayim on the side that this Tzoifim, so we can understand the Mishnah. But what happened, asked Tosfos, if you left one of the other side? So therefore Tosfos says that Tzoifim is not a special place. Tzoifim is a distance from where you could see Yerushalayim. The Tosfos Yontif says that Tsoifim was a specific place, as Rashi. But just like the distance from Yerushalayim to Tsoifim is a certain distance, on every side of Yerushalayim, there was a place that was maybe called Tsoifim or called a different name, which was equidistant. So the halacha is, Sarfim Mekoimai. Since you've moved away so far from Yerushalayim, Chazal did not require you to go back to Yerushalayim to burn it. Vimlav, if you didn't go so far away, then Chazav Sarfim Lefnei Bira, there was a special place that called Bira, that's where they burnt the Kachim Kalim that got Pasol, and they used Me'atzim Merocha, they used wood that was designated for the base of Mikdash. And as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, that Pe'al or Pe'beis, that this halacha is everybody could use that wood. Even a person who, Baruch Hashem, could afford his own wood, the halacha is, could use that wood. That kama in Chayzim. Now we've learned that we have to go back. When do we go back for Chametz or Kodesh? How much? Says the Gemara, Remeya Oymer Zev Zebekabeya, that the shear is always, both by Kotchim and by Chametz, the shear is a Kabeya. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Zev Zebekazayas, the shear is a Kazayas. The Cham Oymerim, the Cham's opinion is, by Basa Kodesh, you go back even for Kazayas, and Chametz, the shear is a Kabeya. And the reason is, by Basa Kodesh, that there is no option, a Bittel. So therefore, Chachamim said, we have to go back even for Kazayas. But by Chametz, which we could do Bittel on, they were only Machmer until Abaya. That's what Tosfos, the Rebbe Maskil, Chachamim quote the Yerushalmi. So the Chasam Sofer asks, what is Tosfos saying that Chametz has an eight, so that we could be Mevatel it? By Kachim, we could also come up with an approach. We could burn it. This whole din that we have to burn it by the beer is a din to Rabbanon. So the Chasam Sofer therefore doesn't understand how Tosfos differentiates between Chametz and Kachim according to the Chachamim. The simple pshat, which is the pshat of the real unil, that since Kachim are more severe than Chametz, so that's why the Chachamim were more machmer by Kachim than they were by Pesach. Begins the Gemara. Verminu, our Mishnah says that if somebody is going to eat a Sudas Erisin in the home of his father-in-law, and he realizes that he has Chametz at home, and there's not enough time, we learned, to get back home. There's not enough time to get back home to burn the Chametz and make it for the Sudas Erisin. The halacha is you could just do Bittel. Ask the Gemara, Verminu, we learned in the Braisa, Hoylech Lechel Sudas Erisin Beis Chamov, if somebody's going to that party, Lishbos Fisus Rishus, or the other example that we learned in the Mishnah, somebody's going to do a Shvisus Rishus tomorrow, the halacha is that Yachsim Yad, and he realizes that he has Chametz at home, he has to go right back. Here we're saying that if he can't make it back, then he doesn't have to go back. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Loikasha. Ha Rabbi Huda, the Braisa that says that you always have to go back is following the opinion of Yehuda that holds a Sudas Erisin is not a Sudas Mitzvah, it's a Sudas Rishus. Ha, the Mishnah, which says that you do go back, is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Sudas Erisin Rishus Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, but now the Gemara gives a different tarot. V'ashto damer chizda, machlokes besudas shniya. They used to do is after they had the primary engagement party, they also then had another party where the chassan would bring gifts to the kala. That sudas called the sudas shniya. That's where we have the machlokes. That the machlokes is the sudas shniya a sudas rishus. Ava besudas rishayna. When we speak about the Suda Rishoyna, Divrei Hakol Mitzvah, everybody will agree that that's a mitzvah. Afil Teima Hava Ha Rabbi Huda. We could say that both the Mishnah and the Braisa are following the opinion of Rabbi Huda. V'loi Kasha. Ha B'Suda Rishoyna. The Suda Rishoyna, everybody agrees, is a Suda's mitzvah. And if you can't make it back, then you could just do bittel. Habasuda shniya, you should go back. Tanya, and the Gemara quotes the Braisa about is a sudas erison a sudas rishus or not. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Niloy Shemati, el sudas erison, avaloy sivloinus. The suda where they gave the gift is not a sudas mitzvah. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, to which Rabbi Yossi counted, ani shemati, that both the sudas erison, the suda where they actually get engaged, and the suda of the sivloinus, where they give the gifts, both of them are considered a sudas mitzvah. Tanya Rav Shimon Oima. So, since we've been speaking about a sudas mitzvah, we're going to discuss what is or what isn't a sudas mitzvah. So, says the Gemara Tanya Rav Shimon Oima, Kol sudas eina shel mitzvah, if it's not a sudas mitzvah, the halacha is, ein talmud chacham rishoy lenis memenu, a talmud chacham should not participate. Ask the Gemara, what is an example of a suda which is not a suda smitzvah, which we might have thought is a suda smitzvah? Says the Gemara, Kigoy Mai, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kigoy Bas Koin Yisrael. If a Bas Koin marries Yisrael, a Bas Koin should marry a Koin. Bas Tamat Chochem that marries an Amma Oritz. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Koin Yisrael, if a Bas Koin marries Yisrael, Ein Zvugan Oile Yofa. It's not going to be a successful marriage. And as the Sfasemis explains the Gemara, that we would think that where there's a simcha of a chasana, it should be always considered a sudas mitzvah, teaches us the Mishnah that not necessarily every mitzvah is, every chasana is a sudas mitzvah. To the degree that our Gemara is teaching us that also l'shtatif, you're not supposed to participate in such a simcha, because by participating, explains the Iyun Yaakov, it shows as if you're agreeing to it. And of course, you shouldn't agree to a simcha that's not supposed to take place. So the Mordechai already says, this that we attend all weddings, we don't necessarily start evaluating, is this a shidduch that should or shouldn't have happened? So the Mordechai already explains that since at weddings they sing shiros v'shishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's enough to make every wedding into a simcha. Another pshat that Dom say is that it's not a sudas mitzvah, but that doesn't mean you don't have to participate, and that's why you could attend any wedding without starting to evaluate the status of that shidduch. Mahi, says the Gemara, what's pshat when we said ein zvugim oile yofa? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, oi almana oi grusha, either the husband will predecease the wife or she'll become a grusha, oi zera ein lo, they won't have to shalom have children. Masnisatan, in the Braisa we learned, kavra, oi kavra, so one of them will die early, or mevila de Aeneas, they will become poor. But I saw that many of the Paiskim say that this was only said in the time of the Tanoim and the Meroim, the Ben Yoyada says. But Bizman Hazeh, since the Kahanim are only Kahani Chazaka, we don't know really who is really a Kohen, and the Kahuna is not really that active, so these halachas don't apply. In discussing what is a Sudas mitzvah, so a suda siyum is considered a suda, as we learned in Masechta Shabbos. Tzuvah Rabbanan Kishay Masai Masechta. Abai said, tasteily, I deserve credit that every time somebody in the yeshiva made a siyum, I made a sudas mitzvah. The sudas Chanukas Abayis, says the Yamsha Shloima, is not considered a sudas mitzvah. The way to turn it into a sudas mitzvah is by saying Divrei Torah. And then there's a question by the Suda of Bar Mitzvah. So the way the Yamsha Shloima says is as follows. If we indeed knew that tonight, when we're having this Sudas Bar Mitzvah, the Bar Mitzvah boy is becoming a Bar Mitzvah, that means we know tonight is his 13th birthday. And not only do we know that tonight is his 13th birthday, we know he brought Shtei Saris, then indeed there would be a Sudas Mitzvah. But we can't be certain that he brought the Shtei Saris. And if he didn't bring the Shtei Saris, it's not necessarily a Sudas Mitzvah. So what we should do, he says, is say Divrei Torah at the Sudas Bar Mitzvah, and like that, it certainly will be a Sudas Mitzvah. The question is, here the Gemara is taking a very strong position about not a couple that's not of equal, they should not get married. And the Klausenberg Rebbe says that this applies both to the man and to the woman. The issue that not to marry someone you shouldn't marry, he says, applies equally to a man, to the chassan and to the kala. But as we said, there's a fantastic Noida Behuda. The Noida Behuda in Shas Chus Madura Tinyana says that many people, when it comes to Shaduchim, are careful about the Tzvuas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that the Chassan should not have the same name as his father-in-law, the Kala should not have the same name as her mother-in-law. It's a minig of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, but it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. Whereas this halacha that we're learning here is brought in Shulchan Aruch at Siman Beis, and this halacha, people aren't that careful. And therefore, certainly, we have to be very careful that Amoritz and a Kohen, again, the Kohen, as we said, many Paiskim are more lenient because Bizman is there, we don't know who for sure Kohen are. Ask the Gemara, how could you say the Ein Zvu Gemara Yofo? But Rabbi Yochanan, I wrote to Shish Aser, if somebody wants to become wealthy, Yad Beik Bezara Shalaron, he should marry Kohanim. Shekolshkein Zchus HaTayra, Kahuna Masharton. So it's fantastic to marry a Kohen. Answers the Gemara Lekasha. A Talmud Chacham may marry a Bas Kohen. For Aaron, for the Kahuna, it's a tremendous schus that Kohanim are becoming part of their family. And Am Oritz has no right to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, Rav Shua Nosef Kahanta, Rav Shua married a daughter of a Kohen and Cholosh. He got ill. Omer, and he commented, Loinichle Aaron, it's obvious, it's not, Aaron Akoin is not satisfied that I should, the Adbik Bazari, that I should become part of his family, that I should become a son in law in this family. Says the Gemara of Idi Bar Oven Nosu Kanta. On the other hand, Idi Bar Oven married a Kohen, daughter of a Kohen, and Nofik Mene Trey Beni Smichi. He was Zoycha to have two children that both got Smicha. Rav Shesha Rav Idi, Rav Yishuba Rav Idi. So the Sefer Ben Yoyada asks, how do we know that he had those children because he married a Kahanis? He had those children because he was a Talmud Chacham and he had children Talmud Chachamim. So one Teretz he suggests is that he had children from a previous marriage that weren't such big Talmud Chachamim. Now, when he married this Bas Kohen, he had children who were Talmid Chachamim. It must be because of the schus of Aaron. Why does the Gemara say by both of them, Breider of Edi? It should have said the name of the children. So the Ben Yoyada also wants to teach us that they were not just great people, they were as great as Rav Edi. To have children that are Talmid Chachamim, and not only children that are as great as Talmid Chacham that is great as his father, that is something that must have been from the schus of Aaron. We also learned that marrying into the family of Kohanim helps you be wealthy, because we know that the Kohanim Mashartam, the Kohanim got wealthy from the Torahs. There's a Meshech Chachma that says we learned that early in the Masechta, when Rav Kahana got ill, the Rabbanan sent Rav Hushua Breder of Edi to visit him. They wanted to tell Rav Kahana that maybe that he shouldn't be concerned that he's passing away because he married a Kahanis. So now we understand, says the Meshech Chachma, why they specifically sent Rav Hushua Breder of Edi. The Gemara says that Rav Edi said that he had great children specifically because he married a Kohanis. So they were sending a message to Rav Kahana, don't worry that you married a Kohanis. You, under certain circumstances, you certainly may marry Kohanis. Amar Rav Papa, Rapapa said, Eloi Nasimna Kahanta, had I not married a Kahanis, Loyatri, I wouldn't have become wealthy. Amar Kahana, Eloi Nasimna Kahanta, had I not married a Kahanis, Loy Galoi, I would not have to go to Golis from Bavotetz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Velamakum Tayr Galisa, you ended up Baruch Hashem in Etz Yisrael, that's not a punishment. So responded, Loy Galoi Kedigali Inchi, I didn't go up to Etz Yisrael because I wanted to go to Etz Yisrael. I went up to Etz Yisrael because I was forced to go to Etz Yisrael. If I went to there because of force, then it's not going to be that's not called that I went to Makom Torah. But I saw that the Michas Elazar explains what he was saying is Yisurim that somebody is Mekabel Bahava are considered valid Yisurim. He says, I wasn't satisfied. So they're not Yisur Mayahava, they don't bring success. Amrav Yitzchak Kalanenem Sud Rishus, if somebody goes to a party which is not a Sudas Mitzvah, L'soif Goyla, will end up Chas V'Shalom going to Golos. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Amos, V'ochel Kair Mitzoyin, V'agol Mitoich Arbik, they just eat a lot of meat, V'ksiv, and then the Pasuk says afterwards, L'chein Ata Yigla B'Rosh Goylim, Rechman Slon, they're going to go and to Golos. Tanabonin, kol Talmud Chacham amar b'sudos b'kamokim, a Talmud Chacham who sits in parties one all day. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perkei Halacha Beis, says that this is even if somebody is going and spending time with other Talmud Chachamim. And the Ben Yoyada explains that he keeps on going to Sudas all day. And as the Emek Mordechai explains that even if he's not eating more than he has to, just partying the whole day is not what a Talmud Chacham should do. Machrev is Beisoy. Since he went to many parties in many homes, he will be Machrev his home. Umalman is Ishtoy. Umayasev is Goizlov. His children will become Rachman and Salon Yusoymim. But Talmud and Mishkach B'yodah, he forgets his learning. Umachlaikus Rabbis Basilov, he brings much machlaikus on himself. V'dvar v'einim Mishmon, people don't listen to what he has to say. Umachal Hashem Shemayim Hashem Rabbi V'Shem Oviv. The guy from Shem Ra Loi Labanov Labneibanov at Soif Koladiris. A Talmud Chacham has to be so careful. Mahi, so they say, what is the Shem Ra? Oma Bai Karli Bar Meichem Tanuri. They call his children that he's a person that always has his oven going. They used to serve warm bread at all these meals, and that's what this is causing. Rav Oma, they call him Bar Market Bei Kuvei. He keeps on participating with people who dance. Rapap Amma by Malachik Pinchi. He's always licking off his plate. He's so anxious to eat. Rav Shmai Amma by Moch Rava. He's a person that just folds his clothes and goes to sleep. And as the Mefarshim explained, somebody who parties and drinks that much will end up won't be able to make it home to go to sleep. So they just would fold his clothing, and like that, he would go and lay down wherever he is. So why Talmud Mishtakech B'yadoi? Because since he doesn't have time to learn, therefore he forgets his learning. The Maral explains, the only person that can succeed in learning is somebody who's connected to Ruchnius. This person is obviously not connected to Ruchnius, so he cannot succeed in his learning. And the Yaakov explains that we learned that by putting clothing under your head, that's how you forget your learning. So this person who the Gemara just said puts his clothing under his head, that's why he will forget his learning. Says the Gemara Tanna Rabbanan, La'olam Yimka Adam Kama Shiyeshloi, a person should sell whatever he has, the Yisabis Talmud Chacham, he should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Because Shemes Oigoyla, even if he will pass away or he will not be able to be home, Muftach Loi Shabbat of Talmud Chachamim. This is a guarantee that he will have children who are Talmud Chachamim, Vayisabas Amaretz, but he should not marry the daughter of an Amaretz, Shemes Oigoyla by them, Rachman Tzlan, if he will not be home or he will pass away, then who will raise the children? Bon of Amiarets. So, of course, when we speak about our Gemara, that the father-in-law must be a Talmud Chacham, of course, that's the L'chatchila, that one should marry somebody who is a Talmud Chacham, but I saw that many Paiskim explain that Bizman Hazeh, if you have a woman who has appreciation for Talmud, who has an appreciation for Talmud Chacham, even if her father is not a Talmud Chacham, that is enough to make that you could marry her. Although I did see from the Klaus Meger Rebbe that the Klaus Meger Rebbe says that by a girl, we're much more focused on the family. But a girl, it says, a bas Talmud Chacham. By the man, it says that he himself has to be Talmud Chacham. We have to be more focused on the man, on the chosin, and by the girl, we should look at the family. The Birka Yosef explains that even though in the halacha it says many times the status of an individual who is a Talmud Chacham, and the halacha many times says we don't have such people bizman hazeh, the Birka Yosef says for this we should be makbid on a Talmud Chacham. Says that we should indeed look for somebody who is in a Talmud Chacham. Tana Rabbanan, Loilam Yimka Adam Kama Shiyeshloi, a person should sell whatever he has for Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham in order to marry Bas Talmud Chacham. Marshall, how do we look at such a Shidduch? Linvei Geffen, Binvei Geffen, Dovah Noah Miskabel. It's something that's beautiful. So why is this considered a Inve Geffen, Binvei Geffen? Why do we use that? Because the purpose of marrying a Bas Talmud Chacham or marrying a Talmud Chacham is like that you're going to have wonderful children. How will we have, how do you have, what is makes a grape special? What makes a grape special is that on the grape itself we make a bari prietz. On the fruit of the grape we make a bari priya gofen. Such a shidduch will produce wonderful peiros. Another pshat that I saw is that in order for grape vines to grow, they need support. They bring beams to support it. So what we're saying is, in ve'agefen, a couple that has wonderful family on which they can rely on that, that's what we say, in ve'agefen, that they could rely on that family that they come from. V'loyis bas amaretz, and now marry bas amaretz. Moshel in ve geffen ben ve sneh. When you try to mix geffen and sneh, it won't mix. Dover kor ve'nim eskabel. It's something that won't be able to produce grapes. I saw another pshat that when we speak about wine, so you could have red wine and you could have white wine, and then when you take, if you have wine, which is too red, or you have wine, which is too white, you mix them together and you get a beautiful color. Therefore, the same, when you take a wonderful chosin and a wonderful color and a wonderful color and you mix them together, you get a great couple. But if you'll take good grapes and something which isn't grapes at all, they don't mix and you won't be able to produce what you need to produce. A person should sell whatever assets he has. He should marry Bas Talmud Chacham. If he can't find a Bas Talmud Chacham, he should marry the daughter of Tzadikim. You should marry the daughter of the president of the shul, the people who are the leaders of the community. Because we only appoint, says Rashi, to such a position, good, honest people. People who teach Torah. But don't marry the daughter of any Amaretz. They're Shekets. Oimer. One should distance themselves. But again, I saw that the Mefarshim explained. The Pasha Pshat is that why do we have to separate ourselves from such people? Because they're not makbid on Hilchas Taras Mishpacha. And if they're not careful about Hilchas Taras Mishpacha, the children will also be adversely affected. Another Pshat that the Chasam Sofer explains that Amaratzim don't have the proper respect for Talmid Chachamim. And therefore, if one marries the daughter of an Amoritz who got the chinuch of her parents that don't have any appreciation for Torah, she's not going to want her husband to learn. She's going to want her husband just to be busy with Olam Hazeh. But says the Bricky Yosef, that if you have a father-in-law who may not necessarily be that learned, but he is anxious to see that his son-in-law grow in learning, and his wife, this man's daughter, is also interested in that, certainly that is a wonderful shidduch. Tanya, Rabbi Amaretz also lachal basar. An Amaretz may not eat meat. Shenema zoyf taras abaheim v'v'oif, kol oisik b'toyrub. Somebody who learns Torah, muta lachal bas behem v'oif, may eat meat and poultry, because she ain't oisik b'Torah, but if you don't learn Torah, also lachal basar behem v'oif. The simple pshat is, because they don't know all the halachas of shechita and melicha and nikur, and they may eat something which they may not be allowed to eat. But another pshat that I saw is that the question is, how could a person eat meat? What makes us more important than the animal that we're allowed to eat meat? So the Gra in the NLEO explains, because everything that was created in the world was created that we should be able to do Ritzon Hashem, that we should be able to do Torah mitzvahs. But if you're not spending your energy on that, what gives you right to eat from animal meat? Amar b'loza amaretz mutal anachroi b'yom kippurim shchalius b'shabbos. That somebody, and Tosfos the Ramask v'yesh, says, of course, we can't just go around killing Amaratzim. We're talking about a situation of Sakonis Nefoshis, where the Amaratzim have such deep hatred to the Talmid Chachamim that they want to do them physical harm. Rabbi Oymel Shoichtoi, and Rabbi says, use a different word. Says, Amarloi Talmidav, say Shoichtoi, it's a nicer word. So he said, Amalam Zet Tom Brocha. When you do Shechita, you require making a Brocha. The Zol ain't Tom Brocha. And Amaretz doesn't deserve a Brocha. Amar Veloz Amaretz, Osul Slavisim Abederach. One shouldn't accompany an Amaretz when you're traveling. Shnama Ki Chayecha V'Arach Yomecha. It says regarding the Torah, Ki Chayecha V'Arach Yomecha. And this Amaretz, who separates from Torah, a chayiv loichos, he's not concerned about his own life, that he doesn't pay attention to Torah, a chayiv chaveroi, how can I be comfortable traveling with him? How do I know what he may or may not do to me? I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Nachmeni, I'm Rabbi Yonachan, Amaretz mutar l'kari kedag. You could to split him open like they did to a fish. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzchak Megabai, that when they're split from the back, it's even more painful. Tanya Amar Bekiva, Kshisi Amaretz. When I was an Amaretz, Amarti Meitli Tamt Chacham Venashchena Khamor, I would bite him like a donkey. Amar Tamid Rabbi Amar Kekelev. Why are you saying donkey? Why don't you say a dog? Amalhem, to which he said, Zed Noishik Veshoiva Etzim. A donkey bites and breaks the bones. Zed, and the dog, Noishik Veneshevim Etzim. Even though the Gemara Masechet Ksubis, Daf Samach Amud Beis, says that as even when Rabbi Kiva was an Amaretz, he was still a good person, a nice person, and he was saying that he said this way. So one pshat that Tosfos suggests is that as much as he was a fine person, he hated Talmid Chachamim because he thought that Talmid Chachamim were arrogant. He saw Talmid Chachamim not allowing Amaratzim to get close to them, and that caused them to hate them. The Ritva says that there were a number of stages in the life of Rabbi Kiva. First, he hated Talmid Chachamim. Then he stopped hating them. And then he himself became a Talmid Chacham. Tanya Rabbi Omer, Kol Misi Bitel Amaretz, somebody who marries off his daughter to Amaretz, Kila Kofsoi, Mari Doris V'Oichel, a lion right away rips what it eats, vainly bushes upon him, and it's not a, he's not embarrassed. Af Amaretz, the same thing about Amaretz, Maka, he hits his wife, Rachman Slon, or boil, and then he has relationships. Family bushes upon him, and he's not embarrassed. He's not embarrassed of his terrible behavior. So I saw that the Klaus Meger Rebbe explains, what's the Gemara explaining Kilo Kofsei Lefnei Ari? So he says that sometimes a person, when he's looking for a son-in-law, he takes a person who's wealthy. He doesn't look for a son-in-law who's a Talmud Chacham. But what happens when with a lion? So the lion is obviously the strongest animal. It's the king of all the other animals. But after the lion dies, there's nothing left of the lion. So he says the same thing. When somebody marries an Amoritz, and even though he may be a wealthy person, as long as that person is alive, you maybe have that money. But afterwards, what is left from all that money? Tanya, Rav Lazar, Emoli inno tzrichon lahem l'masav matan, if not that the Amoratzim needed us to do business with them, hayohargim esanu, they would literally destroy us. But if you learn Torah in front of an Amoritz, it's like you're having relationships with his wife. The Torah is considered like the wife of Klal Yisrael. And says the Gemara, the hatred that Amoritz have to Tamid Chachamim, is Yosef Sinish Sain of the Chachamim Yisrael, is even greater than the sinner that of the Chachamim have to Klal Yisrael. The Shaseim and the wives of the Talmud of the Amoratzim hate the Talmud Chachamim even more than the Amoratzim themselves. Because the husbands go to work, they don't see the lives of the Talmud Chachamim and the lives of the wife of the Talmud Chachamim. The wives who didn't go to work and see the difference in the family of a Talmud Chacham and their families have that great sinner. But Michas Yitzchak and the Shas of Chuvus Michas Yitzchak, Chelik Tes Simon Kof Aleph, says that of course we are allowed to give Shurim to all sorts of people, and we don't need to be concerned that maybe these people are Amoratzim. He says that our Gemara, and this is in general, when we speak about Amoritz, we see people who have a deep-seated hate to Torah and to learning and to mitzvahs. A person that maybe isn't such a great Talmud Chacham, but doesn't have that type of attitude, is certainly not considered the Amoritz that our Gemara is speaking about. And the Chazon Ish has a very long discussion about this as well, and he says that because nowadays we've been in Golus for such a long time, and the Golus has caused that people aren't able to devote themselves to Torah and mitzvahs as they were able to, we can't just label people Amoritz. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Nemar B'Amoritz. Ein Moslem Eidus, we don't appoint them to be Eidim. We don't accept Eidus from them. We shouldn't tell them secrets. If there's Rachman Slon Yisoymim and we need to appoint an administrator, they are not trustworthy to be that apotropos. We don't appoint them to be the administrator of a tzedakah fund. Don't walk with them on the road. The halacha we're going to learn is if somebody lost something, we have to do a shavas aveda. The emaritz that halacha doesn't apply. The Tanakama, who says that we do make that announcement. Why? He says zimna nafik minei zara ma'alya. And sometimes the Amoritz will have a child who is fine, v'achale, and then that Hashavas Aveda that we'll give will go to that child who's a Talmud Chacham, Shnema Yochin, the Amoritz maybe sometimes prepares, but Tzadik Yilbosh and his descendants will enjoy his labor, and it turns out that Amoritz is working for the Tzadik, and therefore we should give back his assets that the Talmud Chacham and his descendants will be able to use.